सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शान्ताकारं भुजगशयनं पद्मनाभं सुरेशं विश्वाधारं गगनसदृशं मेघवर्णं शुभांगं लक्ष्मीकांतं कमलनयनं योगिभिर्ध्यानगम्यं वन्दे विष्णुं भवभयहरं सर्वलोकैकनाथं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नुमः श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नुमः। ॐ श्रीगणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्रीसरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम्। टुडे वि विल् बि डूयिङ्ग् दि लास्ट् डिस्कशन् आन् दिस् ब्यूटिफुल् भक्ति टेक्स्ट् मुकुन्द माला। एण्ड् वी हेव् सीन् लास्ट् वीक् the poet says that he will always remember Bhagwan. Namami Narayana Pada Pankajam Karomi Narayana Pujanam Sada. I will always remember. Why? Because I am Dinam. I am an orphan and I am drowning anath. I am drowning in this ocean of samsara. Only you are the one who is capable of lifting me. And then we saw that all the beautiful names of Bhagwan, Shri Krishna, Mukunda, Govinda, Damodara. And even though there are so many names available, 1,000 names of Vishnu, but we are so unfortunate that we have no time to chant these names. And he says that the ones who chant this reach the highest abode. So today we'll do shloka number, what number is, number 38. Jagriti, you have the book? Kayena vacha manasendriyerva.
Kayena vacha manasendriyerva.
Buddhyatmana va prakrite svabhavat.
बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात्
करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै
करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै
नारायणायेति समर्पयामि
नारायणायेति समर्पयामि।
टुगेदर कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रिये वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभाव करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि। सो हियर दिस पर्टिक्युलर श्लोका हेज बीन बोरोड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत where it says that that all my activities I offer to Bhagwan. So kayena, so by my body any activities are done, vacha by my speech, manasa by my mind, indri, mind and intellect, indri yairva means by my sense organs and organs of action, buddhya by my buddhi, Atmana means by my ego, by this Atma here means ego. And how are my actions done? Prakritehe svabhavat, by the Swabhava, the activities of Prakriti. So by the nature or Prakriti, I do all actions. Like sense organs have their own Prakriti, body has its own mind, and so on. But Karomi Yadyat, whatever I do, Sakalam Parasmai, all of those Parasmai to him who Narayana, Narayanaya, to that Narayana, Iti Samarpayami, all these activities I offer to Bhagwan. Why? Because everything is Bhagwan's. Whatever we own, whatever we think we own, my house, I am only a temporary resident. Everything is actually owned by Bhagwan. I am temporarily borrowing it, my money, my house, even this body. I'm a temporary occupant. It is actually Bhagwan who has given us this body to use for a while. And then we have to surrender it back to him, this body, mind. But we get this ownership that it is mine. I own it. I do it. And that is called ego. So that's what he says. Through your ego, whatever you are doing, you offer it to Lord. Whatever activities. Samarpanam means samyag arpana. Samyag means completely it has to be offered. Samyag arpana. But Gurudev says, if not samyag arpana, at least do some arpana, at least offer some activities to Bhagwan. But he says, everything that we do, that's what they say, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, it is said in the Rome. So that means give to Bhagwan what it belongs to him. And Tagore said it very beautifully. He said, oh Lord, give me the strength to surrender my strength to your will, because ultimately it's your will alone that prevails. Thy will be done, not mine, not mine. Jesus said that. So when we surrender, then our activities become less egocentric. We become more connected with God. And that is how you connect your mind with the truth. And these faculties were given to us, this birth occurred because of pre-existing vasanas. So all my activities are because of my vasanas. So the goal of life is to thin the vasanas or reduce the vasanas. With Yoga Vasishta says it very beautifully, vasana tanava, reduce the vasanas, make them less selfish, and slowly. And in Vivek Chudamani, it says, vastuni jnati eva vasana balavati eva anadi. So these vasanas have been coming from immemorial time, but even though we know the truth, we become susceptible to our vasanas. So they say that reduce this karta bhokta bhav, that I am the doer. If I say I am the doer, then I become the bhokta, I become the enjoyer or sufferer. So as we have said many times, you say I'm a servant of God, or God alone is everything, or in the path of knowledge, I am that consciousness, that self, which is all pervading. And in my presence, all these activities are going on. As long as I am under the influence of vasanas, I will remain in samsara and will go through birth and death, again and again and again. And that's what they say, main sansar ke haathon mein, samsar tumhare haathon mein. Oh Lord, the world is in your hands, but I am in the hands of samsara. So how do I get out of the hands of samsara? By catching on to Bhagwan, who is the Lord of Maya, who is the Lord of samsara. And by surrendering to him, gradually it's not going to happen that I go to sleep at night and then morning I woke up and I say, oh, I am enlightened. It doesn't happen like that, because these vasanas were built with lifetimes of efforts. But in this lifetime, we are fortunate that we have met Pujya Gurudev, we got the knowledge from him. So we have this opportunity. So it would be a shame to waste this birth. After having got the knowledge of the Upanishads, the Bhagavad Gita, Mukundamala, Ramayana from Pujya Guruji, all these beautiful texts, and this human body, this intellect, and not to progress in spirituality would be a shame. It would be a waste of lifetime. I keep telling myself, you were so fortunate to have all this. And then if you still say, it's far away, then that is foolish. So one has to understand that it is closest, that closer than the closest. Bhagwan is not far away. He is the silent witness. So how do I identify with Bhagwan? By watching this world as a witness. Watch this world as a witness. Watch my body, my mind, my intellect, my desires, my ego as a sakshi, as a witness. And then alone, I slowly transfer my identification from this world, from this body to the self. And that's what we practice in meditation. When we do that in meditation, we transfer our identification that I am not this body, mind, intellect, but Chidananda Rupaha, Shivoham, Shivoham. Or in Vivek Chudamani, he says, Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani. Think that you are this Brahman. Jati Niti Kula Gotra Durgam. You do not have any jati, you do not have any niti, you do not have any kula, you do not have any gotra. You are that Brahman. And I heard a very beautiful story. So there was this train, as the train in India stops at different stations. And so people come to sell things. So one little young boy came, Pani Lelo, Pani Lelo, take water. Anybody wants, buy water, buy water. So this rich Sheikh ji leaned out. Are kitne ka diya pani? How much is the water? He says, 10 rupees. He said, 10 rupees is too expensive. Bahut mehenga hai, nahi chahiye. So he said, Saab, aapko bhook nahi hai. Aapko pyaas nahi hai. If you were truly thirsty, you wouldn't ask for the price of water. When you are really thirsty, you'll take water no matter what the cost. If you are arguing about 10 rupees, then really you are not thirsty for water. Same way, we have to have that same thirst for Bhagwan, that no matter what the cost, I will pay it. To get Bhagwan, I have to have that strong desire, that strong thirst, just as a man is thirsty in the desert. And somebody says, I'll give you a glass for $1,000, he'll buy it, right? Otherwise, he knows he will die. So, similarly, that amount of thirst, that amount of desire one has to develop for Bhagwan, and it comes gradually, and you detach from the lower and attach to the higher. Gurudev says, slowly detach from the worldly objects and attach your mind to the higher. So that's why he says, whatever I do, kayena vacha manasa, all I surrender to Bhagwan, Narayanaya iti samarpayami. I offer everything to Bhagwan. Everything is Bhagwan's only. Nothing belongs to me. I am just temporarily occupying this world. Pallavi ji, you have this book?
So from Karta you become Karana.
You don't have the book. Yeah. So from Karta, you become Karana.
Karana.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Carrie, you have this book? No. Mukundamala. We are doing Mukundamala. Okay. Hansa Ben, you can do it. क्षीरसागरतरङ्गशीकरा
क्षीरसागरतरङ्गशिखरा
सारतार्कितचारुमूर्तये
सारतारकितचारुमूर्तये
भोगि भोगशयनीयशायिने
भोगि भोगशयनीयशायिने
माधवाय मधुविद्विषे नमः
माधवाय मधुविद्विषे न मधुविद्विषे नमः
टुगेदर क्षीरसागरतरङ्गशीकरा सारतारकितचारुमूर्तये भोगि भोगशयनीयशायिने Madhavaya Madhuvet Vishe Namaha. So here the poet, it's a very beautiful poetry where he is visualizing the most beautiful form of Bhagwan Sri Vishnu. And as we know, Bhagwan Vishnu lies down in the on a snake, Sheshnaga, in the Milky Ocean. So Kshira Sagara means the Milky Ocean. Taranga means the waves. Shikara means the drops. So if you're lying in the ocean, say in a boat, and the waves are rising, what will happen? Drops will fall on your body. So similarly, he says that Bhagwan Vishnu, whose body is dark like the blue sky, you know, even Bhagwan Sri Krishna is said to be blue, dark blue, and so Vishnu is also blue and dark. On him, from the Milky Ocean, drops Taranga Shikara. The drops are falling because of the waves. Taranga, the waves, Shikara are the drops. And what does he look like? Sara Tarakita. Sara Tarakita means just as on a blue sky, you see different stars shining at night. So similarly, on Bhagwan's blue body, the drops of Milky Ocean, the drops shine like the stars. And Charu Murtaye, it is a most beautiful form of Bhagwan Vishnu. And if the poet's visualization that Bhagwan Vishnu is lying where? Bhogi Bhoga means Sheshnag. Why it is called Bhogi Bhoga, we'll deal with that. Shayani means one who is lying on the bed. Bhogi Bhoga Shayaniya. So one who is lying on the bed of Sheshnag, Shayine. Shayine means the one who is lying to him, that is fourth vibhakti. To him is this offering, this Namaha. And who is this one? Madhava. He's the Madhava. He is the Lord of Lakshmi. And Madhu Vidvishe. And he is the destroyer of the demon Madhu. That's why we say, na, Madhu Kaitabare. Oh, Bhagwan Krishna was the destroyer of the demons, Madhu and Kaitab. So there is a very beautiful definition by Ramakrishna Paramhansji, which is very great way of how these saints can visualize. So he says that imagine this whole blue sky is like a blanket, you know, like a blank blue, dark blue blanket. And on the in the blanket there are tiny, tiny little holes, tiny holes. And behind the blanket is a huge light. And through those light holes, when it shines through, that is the consciousness, it shines through, they shine like little stars. And then there is a bigger hole, that is the sun. So imagine how powerful must be that light that it shines through not 10, 20, but billions and billions of stars, countless stars. There are more stars than grains of sand in all the beaches combined of the earth. That many stars and the consciousness that is shining through all of them. And some of the stars are thousands of times bigger than our sun, much more powerful. That's why light sometimes takes millions of light years to reach us. So how great must be that Bhagwan, that consciousness that is shining through all these beautiful stars. So that's why Swami Ishwaranandji says, next time you go out and at nighttime see the stars, imagine that Bhagwan is that blue sky and these stars are little light shining on his body, just as the drops of Milky Ocean shine on Bhagwan Sri Vishnu. And in puja, that's what we do. We visualize each form of the Lord and mentally offer a flower that in that 16 steps of puja, you mentally offer flowers to each Anga of the Lord. That is called Anga Puja. I offer this flower to his feet, to his hands, to his, and all that. So that is how. And Adi Shesha, having 1,000 heads, represents our body, mind, and intellect, which has 1,000 desires. We have thousands and thousands of desires. I want this, I want that, I can have this. But the Lord is sleeping on it, motionless, without any, unaffected by all the activities of the 1,000 heads. So Vishnu represents our self, our consciousness that is within us, present, and be a silent witness of all the activities of our body, mind, and intellect, which is like the 1,000-headed Sheshnag. That's why Vishnu Bhagwan is unaffected by all the activities of all the 1,000 heads of Sheshnag. And Sheshnag, of course, has been said to have taken various avatars with Bhagwan Vishnu. He came as, actually, it is said that as Narsimha Avatara, he was the seat on which Narsimha Avatara sat and destroyed Hiranyakashipu. Not only was the seat, but was also the hood on top of Narsimha Avatar. In Treta Yuga, of course, when as Ramchandra ji, when Vishnu Bhagwan came, Sheshnag was Lakshmana. And in Dwapar Yuga, when he came as Shri Krishna, he said Sheshnag came as Balarama. Other people say Vishnu's avatar itself is Balarama. So Balarama can be said to be an avatar of Vishnu or of Sheshnag. So the Sheshnag, the snake, in different what do you call schools of philosophy, is held differently. In Jainism, was reading, it is said very beautifully, "Oh, you fool, you are worried about the death of others, watching others dying and say, 'Are, are, how sad,' which is okay. But you are forgetting that you are in the mouth of Yama. Yama is like a snake. At any moment, he will swallow you. So remember that and always be aware that death is around the corner. So do not waste time, you know, in other worldly pursuits. Spend your time in knowing God, in remembering God, in doing bhakti." That's why this particular text is very beautiful, because it is full of the nectar of devotion. As we said, honey, just as honey is coming out of the fruit, similarly, this text is like honey, which is very sweet. Another interpretation of snake is like our gut, our intestines. Just as a snake swallows, you know, a mouse or something whole, and then slowly his body digests it. So, and a snake is long. So similarly, when we swallow our food, our intestines, which are 20 feet long or 24 feet or 30 feet long, whatever it is, but it is slowly digesting the food. And who is the Lord? Vaishvanara. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita he says, "Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Prani Nam Deham Ashritaha." I am the one who is in your body as the digestive fire, as Vaishvanara. So snake is also compared to our digestive ability. That's why it is called Bhogi Bhoga, one who enjoys the bhoga. That's how. So that's another name for snake, is Bhogi Bhoga. And Madhava means he is the lord of Lakshmi, means all wealth belongs to him. Nothing belongs to us. We are temporary keepers of that. And Madhu Vidvishe Namaha, Madhu Vidvishe Namaha. Madhu Vidvishe means Madhu is the demon that was destroyed by Bhagwan Shri Krishna. So symbolically, it represents all our negative energies. So when we have Bhagwan in us, all the demons, all the negative energies will be destroyed, and positive energies will be strengthened. So remembering the Lord is the best way to remove all negativities which we are weighed down with, and we'll talk about that in the next shloka, how we are weighed down by this negativity. So the idea of developing bhakti is to praise the knowledge. See, we have knowledge, but knowledge alone can become dry. Knowledge alone can give us arrogance. Knowledge alone can. But having bhakti along with it gives more sweetness to the knowledge. So knowledge plus bhakti makes our life complete. So the idea of this particular text is to praise this knowledge that is originated from Bhagwan himself. Now, the next shloka is one, the second last shloka is talking about death. It is very interesting, very appropriate that he is ending this text with what is death and how are we to face it. Lata, you have that? Number 40. And how to
Yes, I
face
do.
death. Ayachyam akreyamayatayamam.
Ayachyam akreyamayata matayamam. Sorry.
Yatayamam
Mayatayamam.
apachyamakshayamadurbharam
Apachyamakshayamadurbharam me.
astyeva patheyamitah prayane.
Asteva patheyamita prayane.
Shri Krishna Namamrita Bhagadeyam.
Shri Krishna Namamrita
Together,
Bhagadeyam.
Ayachamakreyamayatayamam apachamakshayamadurbharam asteva patheyamitah prayane. Shri Krishna Namamritabhagadeyam. So, Shri Krishna Nama Amritabhagadeyam, the last line, the name of Krishna, Shri Krishna, which is Amrita, which is nectar, and Bhagadeyam means giver of good fortune. You know, when we say Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhag Bhai Bhavet. So Dukha Bhaga is the world, but Bhagadeyam is the good fortune. So in that, when we say Sarve Bhavantu, in the end we say may nobody have suffering. So here the name of Bhagwan Shri Krishna is like a nectar, which is the giver of good fortune. And he says that the second last line, asti eva patheyam, asti eva is alone is a patheyam. Patheyam is the food which we take during travel. So during travel, you know, in the nowadays, of course, there are restaurants, but in the past, people used to carry a lot of food, you know, theplas and fried and, you know, all these snacks and all. A lot of people still do carry all these food. So that, you know, plane may also they'll take out and start eating. Why? Because they don't like the plain food. So this patheyam, so he says, but when where is this patheyam prayane? At the time of death, what is the food that I will carry with me? So here, this is not food we carry on our trip or on our plane, but on the final trip, you know, when you don't know, you know, where you are going. Naam gum jayega, chehra ye badal jayega. That song is so powerful that your name will be gone, your chehra will be gone, and you don't know where you are going. So you need some food for the journey, right? So he says, what is the food? Nama Amrita of Bhagwan Shri Krishna. And what are the special qualities of this name? He says, Ayachyam. You cannot beg from it. You cannot take it from anybody. Akreyam, you cannot buy it. You know, you cannot say, I want to buy bhakti. Then, ayata yamam. Yamam means 3 hours. Yata means it is gone. So, in the olden days, before they had fridge, 3 hours was the maximum they would keep fresh food. After 3 hours, they say it is yata yamam. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, tamasic food is said to be yata yamam, that is stale food. So he says this name of Bhagwan Shri Krishna cannot be begged, cannot be bought, never gets stale. Apachyam, it cannot be cooked. Akshayam, it will never diminish, it will never destroy. And adurbharam, and it is not difficult to carry, not heavy to carry. Like if you are carrying a bunch of food and you are walking, after some time that packet of food becomes heavier and heavier. You know, you have this bag. So you say, let me eat the food. At least my bag will become light and I will get some energy. So here, this Raja Kulashekhar is telling us how to face death. Why? Because actually, to think about it, we have to face death bravely. It's nothing to be afraid, because in death, where are we going? From God to God, right? We are not going anywhere else. God is everywhere, just as in space. No matter how much I travel from Earth, I go in a plane, I go in a spaceship, go thousands, millions of miles, I still remain in space. I cannot be out of space. No matter how far I go, how below the ocean I go, even under the earth I may dig deep, but I am still in space. Similarly, God is even subtler than space. Brahman is even subtler than space. So how can we get out of God? So they say death is not something to be afraid of, because you are going from God to God. Right now I am in God, and later on also I will be in God. And that's why this name of Bhagwan is said to be Bhagadeyam. And they say it is the best insurance. You know, we buy travel insurance in case something goes wrong in travel. So they say this is the best insurance, because nothing can go wrong in your life after death if you are carrying this insurance of Bhagwan Shri Krishna's name. And the best food is bhakti. Bhakti is the best food. Why? Because bhakti you cannot beg for. Are thodi si mujhe bhakti de do bhai. You can't ask people, please give me a little bit of bhakti. You cannot demand it. You cannot point a gun at somebody and say, love me, otherwise I will shoot you. You cannot demand love. You know, it has to be slowly developed. You cannot buy it. You cannot go to Tirupati and say, you know, I'm giving 10,000 rupees, so please give me some bhakti. No, you can't. Again, love for God has to be developed, cannot be bought, cannot be demanded, and never becomes stale, never ends. That's why, you know, Mirabai says, kharche na khute vako, chor na lute, din din badat savayo, payo ji maine Ram ratan dhan payo. I have found the name of Sri Rama as my jewel, and no thief can steal it from me. And the more I spend it, the more it grows. The more I utilize the name of Sri Rama, the more it grows. So, karche na khute vako, chora na lute, din din badat savayo. The more I repeat the name of Bhagwan, the more it increases. So that's why it says it never gets stale. No matter how long you keep the name of God in your mind, it always remains fresh. And it's not something you can cook. You know, for cooking, you can collect ingredients. Okay, I have sabji, then I have tomatoes, I have turmeric, and you know, all those oil and salt and pepper, and then I put it all together to cook. So similarly, just because you have all the ingredients does not mean you have bhakti. You know, you may have a picture of Bhagwan and you may offer flowers and incense. Well, that is very good, of light and so on. But that does not guarantee bhakti. You know, these are the activities. True bhakti is only within the heart. And our mind always remains light when we are remembering the Lord. Otherwise, our mind is so full of all demands, expectations, stress, problems, difficulties. But remembering the name of the Lord makes our mind very light. That's why they say, you know, why angels fly? Because they take themselves very lightly. So take yourself lightly, don't take yourself very heavy. And we find that in Vaishno Devi, you know, it's a typical example. There are some people who will go from America, and you know, it's a few hours hike. You have to go up and then walk all night and then do darshan in early morning, and then you walk back. So, you know, people from America will have this Adidas jacket and this, you know, Nike cap, and then they will have sunscreen lotion and this heavy backpack full with flashlight and Nike shoes and, you know, sunscreen and hat and all that heavy thing. And then they are carrying up. And then we find some other bhakta devotee. He's just running barefoot with his children on his back. And just wearing minimum clothes. Jai Mata Di, Prem Se Bolo Jai Mata Di, Bar Bar Bolo Jai. So it is the Jai Mata Di which is carrying him, and he doesn't need all these heavy things. You know, he's just running up the steps and going up. And so that's what they say, that love for the Lord is the one that is can be developed slowly. And cannot be bought, cannot be begged, cannot be sold, cannot be paid for, but it has to develop. And this is the only food that will carry you into this journey, which we don't know how long it is going to be, how many years, you know, where I will be, heaven, hell. And, you know, even in earlier in Kulashekar, he said that I am remembering the Lord not to escape hell, or not to go to heaven, and not to go beyond the pair of opposites. My only prayer to God is, may I remember you life after life after life. May I never forget your beautiful form, your lovely name. And oh, my tongue, please keep repeating. Jive Kirtaya Keshava Murarepum. Always chant the name of the Lord. He is begging his tongue. So here, this is the glory of Bhagwan's name that never gets stale, never gets old, and always nourishes us, always protects us. We will do the last shloka. Kerry, if you can repeat. Can unmute, please. Yasya priyau shrutadharau kavilo kavirau.
Yasya Priya Shrutadharo Kaviloka Virau.
Mitre Dvijanma Vara Padma Sharava Bhutam.
Mitre Dvijanma Vara Padma Sarava Bhutam.
Te Nam Bhujaksha Charanam Bhujashat Padena.
Te Nam Bhujaksha Karan Ambuja Shatpadena.
Ragnya Krita Kritiriyam Kulashekharena.
Ragnya Krita Kritiriyam Kulashekharena.
Yeah, together. Yasya priyau shrutadharau kavilo kavirau mitre dvijanma vara padma sharava bhutam tenam bhujaksha charanam bhujashat padena rajnya krita kritiriyam kulashekharena. Again, rajnya krita kritiriyam kulashekharena. So this is the last one where he is now recognizing two friends who helped him. So even though this composition was by Raja Kulashekara himself, but there were two other Sanskrit scholars who helped him, who were his friends, who may have helped him with grammar and so on. So he says, yasya. So now this shloka is not written by Raja Kulashekara himself, but by somebody else talking about Raja Kulashekara and his two friends. Just as the first shloka also, Ghushyate yasya nagare, Ranga Yatra Dine Dine, Tamaham Shirsa Vande, Rajanam Kulashekaram. We bow down to Raja Kulashekar. So here he's talking about the glory of Raja Kulashekar and his two friends. So this is somebody else. We don't know who. So he says, yasya, of this Raja, priyau, he had two mitre. In the next line, it says mitre means mitram, mitre, mitrani. So two friends, priyau, priyau, again, all dvivachan is used. Priyau means they were dear friends of him. And Shrutadharau. Shrutadharau means they had great, wonderful memory. So these were very intelligent Sanskrit scholars who had Shrutadharau, who when they heard something, they remembered it. That's why there is this video about the glory of Sanskrit, that the more you memorize, the more it increases your brain ability. And so memorization of Sanskrit shlokas is a sure way to increase your brain memory, no matter how old you are. Memorization and chanting of Sanskrit shlokas is very beneficial. So he says they were Shrutadharau. They had great memory. Shruta means what they have heard. Dharau means they kept it. They did not lose it, just as Shivji is called Gangadhara. Why? Because he holds Gangadhara. So same way here, Shrutadharau, whatever they had heard, they maintained. And Kavi Loka Virau means they were the best among Kavis. You know, they were great poets. Kavi Loka Vira. Vira means was the best. And they were Mitre. They were friends of Raja Kulashekara. And what were their qualities? Dvi Janma Vara means they were the best among Brahmins. So they were very holy people who were very sincere. Twice born means, does not mean a particular caste. One who has taken a second birth. One birth is from the mother's womb. The second birth is when you get out of this ego. You know, when you get out of this womb of this ego, then only you can call yourself Dvija. Otherwise, you know, Dvija is used commonly for Brahmins of a caste, but truly I can be called Dvija only when I have got out of this ego. So they were the best among Brahmins. And their names were what? Padma and Shara. Avabhuta means they were named. Their name was Padma and Shara. And now they are talking about the glory of Raja Kulashekar. So it says, the last line, Ragnya, that's again in third case, Ragnya Krita. So this by the Raja, it has been composed, Kriti. This composition has been composed by Raja Kulashekarena, by Raja Kulashekara. And who is this Raja Kulashekar? So they said he's like a honeybee.
Six-footed bee.
Like a, in the last line of the third, Shatpadena is a six-footed honeybee. Who, what does the honeybee do? So here he says, Ambuja Aksha, means the lotus eyes of Bhagwan Shri Krishna, and Charnambuja, and the lotus feet, just as a honeybee roams around the flowers. So same way, Raja Kulashekar roams around Bhagwan Shri Krishna, who has lotus eyes and lotus feet. So here, we already talked about the memory of the friends, and they were poets, and they were best. But what is the symbolism of the bee? That we'll talk a little bit about. So what does a bee do? The bee hovers over the flowers and totally enjoys being in the presence of the flowers, the fragrance and the essence, you know, and the nectar. It takes the nectar of the flowers and it enjoys that, and then it converts it into honey. So similarly, the Raja Kulashekar is like the bee that is enjoying the beauty of the lotus eyes of Bhagwan and his lotus feet. And just as the bee takes the essence of the flower and converts it into honey, so this Kulashekar has taken the essence of bhakti, the essence of his love for Lord, and converted into this beautiful 41 verses. Some of the texts have 45 verses. So the point is that these beautiful verses are like the honey that is the essence of bhakti. from the lotus feet of Bhagwan, from the lotus eyes of Bhagwan. And we can see that the Raja himself is enjoying his composition. Just as you cook food, you yourself don't enjoy it, then, you know, if the food is not any good, you first have to enjoy your own cooking, then only you can share it with others. So same way, the Raja is enjoying the bhakti, the essence of bhakti. He's drinking the nectar of bhakti, of this beautiful composition. And then the honey, which is just as the honey is consumed by others. You know, the bees make the honey, but then humans go light a fire, drive away the bees and take the honey. So similarly, the honey of his bhakti is enjoyed by all of us. And that's why we have been able to study this beautiful text. So we are ever indebted to Raja Kulashekhar and to all the people who have preserved this text. And Swami Ishwarananji, who has written this beautiful commentary and word-by-word translation, and all the, you know, and again, Raja Kulashekhar, from where he got his knowledge, so the Guru Shishya Parampara. So again and again, we should read this beautiful text, because what happens is that, you know, we have covered in this class, you know, Prashnopanishad, Ishavasya Upanishad, Dakshinamurti, and at times it gets heavy. You know, I am Brahman, I am that, who am I? You have to analyze. Bhakti, there is no analysis. Bhakti is just pure love and pure. So anytime your enthusiasm is slackening, you know, you feel that, Arey, I have studied enough, I am tired. Just pick up Mukunda Mala and read it again, and the joy of bhakti will revive your, you know, your enthusiasm for this knowledge. When we see the more you enjoy this, the more you will enjoy studying Vedanta. So that's why bhakti and jnana are like two wings of a bird, and that's what Pujya Gurudev always said. So again, I'd like to thank all of you, my humble pranams to all of you. And actually, we have covered Vedanta texts, so many. But first time I've had the opportunity to study a bhakti text. So I'm so grateful, because it changes your whole perspective of how you look at this knowledge. We look at it only from a gyan point of view. But when you add, gyan is only at the level of the mind. But when you add bhakti, then your heart is also in it. And this beautiful, if somebody reads this and doesn't get love for Bhagwan and devotion, then, you know, his it's really a waste. So I'd like to thank everybody, and it's such a beautiful opportunity to study this beautiful text. We'll just chant the first verse, and then what that means, that I should read this again and again. So we'll just chant together. Gushyate yasya nagare ranga yatra dine dine tamaham shirasa vante rajanam kulashekaram. So gushyate yasya nagare, I bow down to Raja Kulashekaram, in whose kingdom gushyate is announced every day, yatra to Ranga Yatra, to the Ranga, to Lord Sri Ranga, whose Yatra goes every day. So to that Raja, I humbly bow down. Tamaham Shirasa Vande. So let us all bow down to this great king who was so humble and was a great poet and has given us this beautiful text called Mukunda Mala. Mala means a garland of beautiful verses offered to Bhagwan Mukunda. Mukunda is the grantor of liberation. Mu means liberation. Muku means liberation. Da means one who gives us liberation. So we'll end here. We have about 10 minutes. Anybody has any comments? Anybody would like to add about this text or anything else? Any question?
Yeah. Anil Bhai, can you sing that sloka again, number 36 for me?
Which one is that?
Namami Narayan Pada Pankaj.
Yeah, okay. because I have my numbers are different.
Namami
with Namami Narayana Pada Pankajam Karomi Narayana Pujanam Sada Vadami Narayana Nama Nirmalam Smarami Narayana Tattvam Avyayam. It is also on first power, Amit has been putting it. So you can listen to all of these, all the talks on.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Or you can record on your
phone. We are supposed to memorize.
This one is good to memorize. Mm-hmm. Yes. It is short and sweet and simple. Anything else? Sharad, would you like to add anything? Lata? No?
No, but thanks. And we are grateful for you shared your knowledge with us, whether I don't know I received too much or not, but I enjoyed each and every lesson of that.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks a lot.
I was just going to say thank you for sharing the first Bhakti book with us.
Yes.
I really, I truly appreciate it. I know we've been doing non-marg all along, but this is truly inspiring to me to learn of this. And I was just reading up on Adi Shankaracharya. In his formative years, he taught a lot about Gnan Marga. But in his latter years, of course, he didn't live that long. But in terms of Bhakti Marg, he did a lot of Bhakti Margs in his latter years. Yeah, so we don't often hear about that. So thank you.
Right. Yeah, he wrote a lot of hymns.
Hymns,
you know, Bhaj Govindam. Every temple he went to, he composed. Like when he went to Devi temple, Mahishasura Mardini, it's one of the most beautiful hymns that we chant at Navaratri. Jai Jai Hey. So yeah, Shankaracharya Ji was a beautiful mixture of bhakti and knowledge, but we only know about the knowledge part. But thank you for bringing that up. Yes. Yeah. Lata, go ahead.
I have a question. It's very insignificant. I haven't counted honeybee's feet. What is the significance of the six-footed bee? Is there any significance to just brought the six
insects
number.
Have 6 feet. Yeah, I don't think there's any spiritual significance. Insects have...
You can say five senses and one
mind. Yes, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Five senses and
one... Your five senses and one mind makes it six. So you occupy them with the Lord, or you just, put them in the Lord. That's probably the
okay.
Case. Right.
Okay.
All my
very, very good.
Smelling, tasting, touching. That's why he says, na, jive kirtaye.
Is considered that all your senses and all your sense organs plus your organ of action, everything is involved in the puja. So that's what they say. In the beginning, you start with puja. Then once your mind become more and more subtle, because in the beginning it is very hard for the mind to stay in the Lord. So you do with all your senses and all your organs of action, everything. And that's why puja, you bring the flowers, you bring samagri. Everything is involved in the puja.
Right.
When you're doing puja, first you are collecting all the samagri, right? So all your organs of actions are involved in it. And then you sit down and do the puja, then also all your senses are involved in.
Right.
So that is why they say then your mind becomes more and more subtle.
Yes.
Then you can only do manas puja.
Right.
Otherwise, manas puja is not that easy to do.
Right. Yeah, that's why you smell the flowers with your nose, you see the lamp, you hear the bell, the chanting. So all your senses, you're touching the flowers, all that. So all the five senses are involved and your actions, yes.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Neeru.
Beautiful book, though. Thank you very much.
We'll start the...
We'll start Aditya Hridayam next week. The commentary won't be very long because there is not that much commentary in Aditya Hridayam. It's mostly the names of Surya and his qualities.
So you'll go word by word.
I'll do word by word, and then wherever there is additional material from Ishavasya Upanishad or Gayatri Mantra and all, we'll try to cover that. Or if there are, I have try to listen to two or three commentaries, and somebody has given different interpretation of the same name. So we'll cover that. So we'll start
we
that
have
next
like
week.
Two, three copies of
we
it.
Have two, three copies with word by word meaning. If somebody
we
wants,
give it as a Prasad booklet.
We give it as the Prasad. I think I gave one to Rama Ben yesterday. If anybody would like,
can you see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want
yeah.
it? You need
Jagriti.
It?
Jagriti is asking something. Can you unmute Jagriti?
Yes, yes. I want it. But
can we get it? Is it online or something?
No, no. Actually, we gave that as a Prasad booklet in one of the Yajna. I don't know. I have only like four or five.
Maybe
copies.
I have it.
We have four or five copies
in the mission. But you can order online from.
Or I can try mailing it to. I can try mailing
it. It has a word by word meaning and the definition. I mean, like the
just
meaning.
One paragraph Guruji has done. But yeah, online you can get the word by word meaning.
What's
okay.
the name of it again?
Aditya Hridayam.
Aditya
means the sun god. Aditya Hridayam. I'll post it on this.
Okay, that's better.
Post it on the WhatsApp.
Can you show the book, how it looks?
You might have it, Jago.
Yeah, just hold it.
Aditya Hridayam. You won't be able to read it because it's not. I'll put it on the WhatsApp.
Okay.
On the Gokul Devi WhatsApp. We'll put it there. So then you can read it. Don't
we
write it.
We'll send the picture also.
Or we'll send a picture of the cover.
Okay.
If anybody wants, they can also order from Chinmaya Publication.
Yeah.
It might be in the booklets.
It's a beautiful text. And
it's written by Swami Tejamananda.
Swami Tejamananda. Saroj Ben, you have anything else you would like to add? Anything?
No, I was talking about the book. I would like to have one.
I would like to. So we have how many? We have four or five copies,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So you can pick up from us. We have some. Shaku can also do that.
Yeah.
Right. But it's also there in the book of hymns, but the meanings are not there. But in this book has a word by word meaning. So it's.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Okay.
Om.
Thank you.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Thank you. Hari.